Bonus Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 6th of July. I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. Look at that. I've got that to the T. Now, don't change your company name, will you? Otherwise, I'll be stuffed. And our guest for today is Bonnie Jennings, founder of Fruit Bowl.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the madhouse, we like to say.
Yes, all right. I'm just as mad, so it's great.
We've got a fun, full-packed show for you today. I'd like to start off by thanking this month's show sponsors, which are Clear Cut Venues. It's our fabulous Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues. If you're looking for a venue for your event, Amy is the person to find it for you. She will find the perfect venue for you, set it all up for you, and her service is absolutely free. So check it out. If you're looking for a venue for your next event, check out clearcutvenues.com. We want to hear from you, the listeners. Now, what's going on? It's July. It's summer. It's sunny. It's amazing.
It's beautiful outside.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It was a bit hot today.
Oh, don't complain. Never complain about the heat.
Right. It is. We constantly complain about it being so cold, and then when it gets this hot, and I woke up this morning, I was like, oh my gosh, I could sleep last night. But it was it's pretty amazing. We were talking about the sky in the car over, weren't we?
Yeah, we're thinking we'd do a thunderstorm just to clear the air.
We had a bit of rain yesterday, didn't we?
Did
you not get it?
No, I didn't.
There was a bit of it was quite funny actually, because Paul, where did Paul go? Paul went to the Mercure Maidstone, and he said as he was driving from Ashford to Maidstone, it absolutely fell down, but just on the M20. And we had a bit, probably about, I don't know, 5 o'clock, had a sort of one little shower downpour, and that was it. So
yeah, we didn't have any of that yesterday. No, clear skies,
clear,
the whole
blue
day.
This is the odd cloud then that just dumped.
Yeah, just went away. That's
how weird
we're
is
driving
that?
Down, and there's like this misty cloud over Ashford, and I'm thinking to myself, I think it's due for a bit of a storm.
Yeah,
get rid of the mugginess and just be the sunshine.
Yes.
That's what we need for tomorrow.
But it's nice. It's lovely. I'm enjoying this. I'm getting this because
you can
guarantee in 3 weeks' time when the schools break up and summer holidays start, it will rain.
Yeah. What do we do with these children all day inside?
Joys. But what have you been out to out there in the business world out there? We want to hear from you, as we always do. Please do tweet us during the show at Bunker Extra and add the hashtags Be Extra, Be Bunker. What have you been up to this week? Have you been having a good, busy week? Have you been relaxing? Do you wind down?
I do. I think I am slightly winding down with the heat.
Do you think that's because of the weather, because we've got our summer holiday heads on, or just because we an excuse to slow down?
I think it's an excuse, isn't it?
I don't know. I think in terms of events, there is definitely going a little bit on the decline, getting ready for summer holidays. So we have this mad rush of lots of exhibitions and lots of events, and then we probably won't have very many in August.
Well, I say not in August. We've got loads to talk about actually in July, haven't we? We've got loads coming up. And I had this conversation last week with Richard, and the other week with Julia. And she said it's a fallacy. People, I say, well, business, everybody slows down in August. She went, no, they don't.
Well, saying that, last year before I had my employee, I thought I'll have a week off in August.
Mm.
And I just couldn't do it. I literally was so busy. I think it's because for me, lots of people had slowed down in their business, which then meant that they wanted to get back to the basics and make sure they had all their contracts and policies in place. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, good nightmare.
Yeah. But it's like,
yeah. That makes sense though.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Middle class problems.
Too much work.
To be honest with you, I think it's because everybody's going out for nice long lunches these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I guess so it's probably the sunny weather, isn't it? Everyone slows down a bit in the sunny weather and wants to enjoy the weather.
I think in Spain, they always have siestas, right?
Exactly.
We need siestas.
Exactly.
I have been finding myself not working in the office very much.
Mm. Yeah.
And I walk in, they're all a bit shocked. They were like, oh,
well, you're like, you. Yeah.
I'm like, everything has to be al fresco.
But that is the joy of being self-employed, isn't it?
Hello. Absolutely.
It was self-employed week this week, wasn't it?
It is. The FSB, I've got a campaign going as well for the next month, isn't it? Mm. Hashtag think self-employed. One bonus of being self-employed, you can work where you want to. If you want to sit out in the sun and work, for it.
Yeah.
But what have you been up to out there? Give us a tweet. Give us a shout out. You can, if you want to, and tell us what you've been up to, call us. One day somebody will, maybe. On 01233 220035. You will come straight through to the studio and you will be live on air. So go on, be brave.
Exciting.
Just do it. And you can, as always, email us in the studio, not in the studio, email me when you want to let us know what you're up to, what events you've got coming up. And if you want to come on the show, we're always looking for new great guests. And email us at bunkextrasum. At bunkextra@gmail.com. Now, on last week's show, I was joined in the studio by Richard Bell. We had our cybersecurity hotspot session. We do like to scare our listeners quite a bit about, you know, how to make sure they keep themselves and their businesses secure. And it was quite an interesting conversation about, obviously, there was the latest Ticketmaster scare and Dixon's scare where data had been breached, and it keeps on happening. And what we was discussing is quite interesting, because as a small business, when you're self-employed, you'll go, oh, they won't bother with me, I'm
they
just
will.
Small.
Yeah,
but actually they will, and you're more likely to be targeted because you're easier to access and target, and they practice on you and they'll get that data from you. And this is one thing I didn't know, is what they do is they steal the data, they sell it on the dark web, and then it's people, even like terrorists and these type of people that use that data, who are, you know, they're all trying to raise funds for their cause. So, you know, your data that has been stolen could be used or bought by terrorists who then sell it on to earn money. So it's scary how serious it is. It's not just somebody taking your email address and password. It could be something super serious.
Absolutely.
So just make sure you're safe.
Your telephone numbers. I mean, the amount of calls that I've received recently through my mobile phone number, and it's actually really scary what they say to you on the phone. There's a lot of the recent calls I've been receiving is a voicemail from somebody that says they're from the HMRC and they've got somebody standing outside or sitting outside in the car on my road.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So it's actually really scary. And you call them, well, you'll laugh at me, listeners, because I actually called them back. I challenged them and I just said, you know, who are you? Well, we're the HMRC. Clearly not.
Yeah.
I said, so I'm going to take your number and put it into Google now. Hang up straight away. Yeah. But the thing is, it's not so much about me that I worry. It's about the people that are, you know, suffer from anxiety or, you know, that sort of stuff, that are the people that are most affected by this.
Do we think GDPR has made a difference?
It's not, GDPR isn't there to make a difference, though, is it? GDPR is just an additional to the data protection laws.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's just made people more aware
of it.
I think that's right.
Because I still get the same calls, same emails.
Yeah, I've had a few and I was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah. It's not quite stopped it, does it?
No, but it's interesting. But it was a really good show. And our guest, we did have a guest, it was Gail Berry, who was founder of Blossom and Berry. And she does touch baby massage. And in fact, she's trained over 300 teachers across globally now. She's got them in Africa, in America, and she's just launching in Australia as well, obviously across the UK. And it's about helping new mums with new babies and helping them teach touch massage. Plus, she works for a great charity called Love Support Unite, who work out in Malawi, and they work with the women there to help them be self-sustaining. And they give them loans, which is no interest loans. And then they have it for 2 years and they invest, start a business, obviously small business, but baking bread, making stuff to help them re-establish themselves. So it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's a fantastic charity that, the early stages when she got involved, and now she's one of the co-founders and has made it really big, which is really good. But if you want to listen to that show, it is, as with all of the past shows, now available on the Biz Radio website, bizradio.co.uk. Click on the extra tab and you can see the shows. You can listen to them. You can download them as a podcast and take us wherever you go. We are mobile now.
You are everywhere.
We are. So, Gemma, what have you been up to?
Well,
it feels like it's been ages since you've been with us.
Well, not that long. Last time I was on was with Gemma and...
Oh, that was only a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
A couple of weeks ago. So
since
then, I have been speaking, you know, I don't really speak out that much.
Yeah.
I was speaking at Network Kent, which is the last Wednesday of every month at Bridgewood Manor. The parking was a little bit rubbish because Bridgewood... So as an events person, how do you feel about this?
Mm-hmm.
So Network Kent has their event the same Wednesday every month. They have a contract with them. You know, they know that they're having this event. They also booked the Bridgewood Manor. And this isn't slandering, telling them off. It's just a thing.
The truth.
They also booked in a conference for Southern Water. So we turned up. There's no parking and lots of Southern Water vans. You can imagine the jokes about how many plumbers does it take to fix a leak. So we feel like we probably lost a few guests, because although there's 40 people who booked on and paid and they turned up, they usually have quite a few drop-ins. Yeah. But of course, if people come and they can't find parking, they just turn around and think, I can't be bothered with this, and go back to work. Now, I was saying, well, what's the issue? Why have they done that? And they were saying that sometimes the people that book the events are not the people that work in the hotel. So they're in an office somewhere and they just look at the availability of the rooms rather than thinking about the availability of all of the facilities.
That's not true, because they have event managers, sales managers and event managers that actually organise all of the events in the hotel. So they know what's going on.
So that shouldn't have happened then, is that what you're saying?
It shouldn't have happened. There's no problem. Obviously, they've got their event space. They want to earn the money, so they're going to book out their space, which is fine. But then think about the circumstances of that, and how is it going to affect each event that's there, because each event there is a unique event and you need to treat each client as a unique client. So you can't be, well, tough, they got here first, they got the parking. Yeah. So you need to say, especially when you're working with somebody like Southern Water, you know they're going to turn up, fleets are going to turn up, and they're going to have the cars. So you need to say to them, we've only got cars parking spaces allocated for you for this many cars. Yeah. And then make sure for the other events that you've got going on that have, you know, sort out the car parking. It's about attention to detail.
It's asking those questions, I suppose, when you're booking your event. Is I know you've got a car park, but is the parking actually going to be available?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Especially if it's a hotel, because they've got guests as well to think about, as well as other
It comes from both sides. One thing, when you're booking an event, you need to check that to make sure that there's enough parking and facilities for your guests, attendees. But then also from the venue's point of view, can you cater for that many people and that many vehicles?
Anyway, other than that...
But it was good.
it was really good.
You go, you sold your event problem for you.
And other than that, it was really good. I did a 10-15 minute slot, which I quite enjoyed, talking about worker status and all of that jazz. But what amazes me about Network Kent is they always manage to get like half the room is people that I've never met before.
That's nice.
And that doesn't happen that often. No. So that's really lovely.
Exactly. Well, to be fair, you don't go out as much these days. No, so you don't see as many people as you used to.
Yeah. And also, I went to Base Point North Fleet this week, because it's got a new Base Point manager, which is Lisa. And they had a barbecue. So, you know, anywhere there's free food.
Exactly. Good food. Gemma's there. Networking. Gemma's there.
And they took advantage of the weather. It's a beautiful venue. They're going to be doing some co-working. We're having some co-working pods put in as well. And it was outside and we had a little marquee. So that was quite nice.
That's nice.
That's what I've been up to.
Been a bit of networking.
Yeah, out other than that, I have been doing some work.
Really?
Yes.
But alfresco.
Alfresco style. Work. That's so cool. When my clients hear me, they hear the birds.
Yeah. That's fine. It's nice and relaxing in the background, isn't it?
I like that.
That's cool. Well, I had a lovely market research on Monday.
Did you?
Me and my BP.
Oh, really? Tell us about your hard work.
Yes. It's really difficult.
We went to Champneys. We went to Eastwell Manor. We had a spa day at Champneys. Yeah. All in the name of research.
Of course. Yeah.
We had to. Yeah. And can I just say, it was fantastic. Mm. Gemma, the food alone was worth it.
I booked to go in August. Just from seeing your outside picture, I didn't realise they had a...
It was an outdoor pool, yeah. Mm. But it was, we had a lovely... I mean, I'm sorry, Amy, but I have to tell everybody, it wasn't a relaxing day. Because really? Amy does relaxing even at speed. We was like, okay, let's go to the outdoor pool, let's go to the indoor pool, let's go to the sauna, let's go to the steam room, let's go to the relaxation room. Even the relaxation room, we're both on our phone and talking. But we got there and they showed us around. We had breakfast on arrival and then we had a 3-course lunch. And we did have to leave early because of picking the children up. So, you know, we didn't spend as long there as we possibly could have done. But the facilities are lovely. The staff are amazing, friendly, welcoming. And we got some free flip-flops.
Oh, free.
Well, I presume they're free anyway, because we took them home. So
I'm getting an invoice from the post.
Exactly. But it was, and it was lovely. And, you know, it's here in Ashford, it's on your doorstep. So it was lovely, fantastic. And I'm doing a little bit more market research this weekend, because I'm going to Nutfield Priory in Surrey.
Yeah, it's a hard line. See, my market research tends to be reading books, whereas yours, on the other hand.
I have to visit these venues and trial them.
I'm starting to wonder whether I'm in the right
hello. How can I recommend them to my clients if I don't know what they're
like? Absolutely right. I think that's great as well. But I do actually think your job is awesome.
Yeah, so, exactly. but no, it was good. It was.
So what else have you been up to? How was the awards ceremony?
Oh, yeah, the awards were... Yeah. Amazing. Up in old Bloomsbury, a holiday in Bloomsbury. It was an extremely hard
event for us working it, it was really, really hard because it was constant. But it was really good. Everyone had a great time. Nicola, who was the host and it was her event, was really happy. And yeah, it was brilliant to be at the awards and run the awards. And I think I got a mouthful of soup and a mouthful of chicken, and that was about it all evening. Oh. It didn't stop. But it was really good. But no, it was good. And we have had actually got a few shout outs on Twitter today. We're going to do a couple now, and then we do want to get on and speak with Bonnie, because we're trying to work out how to get her life story in to in 10 minutes. So a pit stop of hers. But we have got a shout out from the fabulous Alison Palmer at FSB Kent on the Twitter. I've asked them how the week was going, and she's got, it's going to be much better if it, it, so it would be much better if she didn't have laptop issues. Oh, sorry about that. But they've had a brilliant, they had a Women in Business lunch last Wednesday. And they've started a new FSB campaign, Think Self-Employed, which was great. And they met KCC today, and we'll be hearing from Tunbridge Wells Council tomorrow about new civic development. She doesn't stop, does she? Alison
doesn't stop.
She's on the move all the time. It's fantastic. So I hope you managed to sort out your laptop issues. If not, go and have a look, a word with Chris Furbis, because he's a good... Chris Furbis from Verbo, isn't it?
Verbo, that's right. Isn't his name Verbo? It's Chris Furbis.
And also from the lovely Laura at Tenterton Toilets, we're having a wonderful week, keeping the Kent clean and enjoying the sunshine while it lasts. I love your gift of it raining. Don't depress us now, Laura. We're just enjoying it while it's here. But we have got a few more which we're going to do later on in the show. So do carry on sending your tweets and let us know what you're up to. Are you outdoors or indoors today? And that leads us swiftly on to Bonnie.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. The thing is, when our guests join in with the conversation, we forget to actually interview them because it's like we're just part of the show and just
that's
chatting.
That's great, though. I kind of like that. It just adds a little bit of interest to the conversation because there's a completely different viewpoint as well, isn't it? So I'm I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
Well, it's great. We finally managed to get you on. We can't do that. We can't do that.
It took us a while. Can you do this? No, I can't do that Friday. I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's been interesting. But yeah, no, thank you for that. It's and what's great is I've known Gemma for quite a while actually, through a mutual friend. So
we met a couple of years ago.
We did
at Pure B2B, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, that was Westmorland.
It was.
And then I didn't see you again.
I know. Oh. I think we've seen once or twice, possibly. I think there was Evo Girls. Possibly we ran into each other.
Yeah,
but it was like we just hi, we're like old friends, aren't we? Like,
yeah, but you were busy at the time, so I think you were arranging. You were organizing.
Yeah.
So it's always, I know what you mean. Like you get two mouthfuls of food before you have to rush off to the next thing.
Not that I can really eat when I'm at an event anyway, because I'm just always too hit up anyway.
But think about how much weight you lose at the end of it. It's
fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome. Eat the day away, right? Don't eat the evening, but you will have lost 3 or 4 pounds the next morning. Exactly. So it's great.
It's perfect.
Yeah, totally.
But tell us more about you. Ooh. Can we shorten your life story into
give it a try. Okay,
pit stop.
So here we go. How do we start? So born in South Africa. Brilliant. So
I was going to say, from the accent, you're not natively from the UK,
you know,
are you?
Do you know what's so strange? Bonnie gave me a lift this morning with her dad, and her dad picked me up first and introduced himself, and I was like, oh, I really expected you to have a South African accent, but you sound very Yorkshire.
Exactly. So I mean, both my parents are British, and they moved over in I think it was 77, so just after my brother was born. And I was brought up and grew up with my mum being a dancing teacher and into the performing arts, and so obviously followed suit on that kind of front. So that's kind of childhood, really. That's cool. skip
South
forward.
Africa.
Yeah,
leap forward. So when did you move back to the UK?
So it was 97 actually. It was so I just finished matriculation, which you guys, I think, and I'm apologising for this if I get it wrong, because there's A levels, right? That's the last year that you do at school.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. So we call it matriculation, and you have to go to school until you're 18 in South Africa. So I finished when I was 18 and then went straight over to the UK. But I actually ended up being on the Isle of Man for 6 months when my best friend had moved over a couple of years before. So that was fun, pulling pints at TT races. Brilliant.
Ooh,
brilliant
fun.
Yeah, that was interesting. Actually really good fun. And then came over to the UK and met Emma. which is our mutual friend, Emma. And
well, let's give Emma a shout out.
Hi, Emma.
Yeah, hi, Emma.
Emma from who and so, who?
Emma
yeah,
Neal.
Yeah. Yeah. Emma Gail. Emma was Emma Neal now, so isn't it? So, yeah, Phil, her husband, and her two beautiful sons. So, hi, everyone.
Big shout out
for you. Yeah. So I went to the Mid-Kent College for a week. Actually,
is that it?
For a week,
you did really well.
I feel quite proud of this. There's a few people out there that will be laughing. I went there, I spent a week at Mid-Kent College, and then was told I would be considered a foreign student and I couldn't afford to pay for staying on for it. So this is where it gets really random, boys and girls. So I went for auditions up in London, and I was in a pop group for a year.
Okay.
Yeah. So you won't ever find any albums, just putting it out there right now.
You've got to be on YouTube somewhere, haven't you?
Do you know what? We're not.
We need to search it.
We do.
No, but the really funny thing is I actually worked at an estate agent for 6 months, and I happened to say this to somebody just on the, it was a completely off the cuff comment. I said, I was in a group called Grapevine when I was 19. And he did a search on the internet and he found the album. Yeah. Well, it wasn't really an album. Let's just put it out there. It was a single. It was Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, remake by, you know, the four girls. And it was right in the time of the Spice Girls and all of that. We didn't do well
did
at all.
Did you not? No. You could, did you imagine, though, if it had gone the other way, you could have been the Spice Girls.
Well, it's, you know, I did go for I did get into another pop group that I didn't actually take on because I got this other one, right? So it's a bit random, but it was called Pop Candy. And I'm really grateful I didn't get into that because I've heard stories about this. They actually, if you look up Pop Candy, I'm sure they probably have something that you can find on the internet, but I'm not going to say any more about that. I'm just grateful I didn't get into that one.
You just know all the guys are on the computers now looking.
Exactly. So, good times when I was younger. And then I did a lot of pantomime. I did work up in London. I was working doing IT support. Yeah, that was my career choice. But that came from really my father and my brother. They're both into IT and had been sort of what I'd grown up with, that and performing arts. So it kind of just, I don't know how they two
a
mix,
nice
but,
mixture, performing arts and IT.
Yeah, but you know what? It actually makes for a really good combination because IT support is all about people, isn't it?
Yeah.
And performing arts is all about not actually, you know, being able to speak out loud, being able to perform in front of people. Mm. So actually the two combine really, really well. So yeah, there's a bit of techie brain in there, but at the same time, I kind of understand in layman's terms what you need to do to help people along. So I did that for quite a few years, and then randomly went off and did pantomime.
You didn't.
You got there first. You beat me to it. But was it? But is it behind you now?
Yay, that was good. I like it. Yeah. So I played Dick and Dick Whittington in Margate, and I played Snow White in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, both in Sittingbourne. But I finished doing that in about 2006. But actually, in 2003, I opened up a performing arts workshop for kids. So I ran that with my parents. So my mum started that when she first arrived in 97. How am I doing for time here? Because this is just
that's okay. Okay, we've got a couple of minutes. So good. Good. Leap it.
So I ran that for a good 3 years. That was in Rochester and Higham. Then I met, it's now my ex-husband, but I met my husband and went to work with him on a business that he was running. And then went traveling for a year. And so that was really, really quite interesting. We went traveling around through Thailand, Malaysia, and Australia for a year. And when I came back, shortly after that, I moved to Henley-on-Thames, which, by the way, is beautiful. Really, really beautiful place. But I ended up working for Thames Water. We were talking about Southern Water a little while ago.
I remember there was something to do with Thames Water in there when I met you.
So, I was working for them for about 2.5 years. And a lot of the stuff they were doing, I kind of ended up falling into places as being a change and transition manager. It was kind of weird. I just fell into it. So I was looking at process, procedure, and gap analysis, and ended up helping the business sort of change one part of the business change in respect of how they deal with customers. So Yeah, and then I...
So was that giving them the support with customer service and all that type of thing and how to deal with customers?
Exactly. So, yeah. The thing is with any big business like that, obviously customer services needs to be the top of their game.
Absolutely.
And they run something which a lot of companies, you know, where they run surveys on how well they're performing with their customers, and they called it rant and rave. So a lot of the work that I did was a root cause analyzing, you know, for complaints and why people were dissatisfied. And then we'd look at taking those root causes and then develop new processes and procedures to plug the gaps, right, basically. Yeah. One of the biggest things I did, and this is where I think we're quite similar, Amanda, is because I love facilitating yep. workshops and events, but more to do with work events,
yeah.
with groups of individuals, trying to get rid of silo environments, really, just to bring all the groups together and really get them interacting with each other. So I brought all of the various areas from developer services and Thames Water together and started to run these rant and rave workshops where we got them to do ridiculous things like to create a poem about how they would deal with a difficult customer on the phone.
Yeah.
And it just went bonkers.
I bet that was good though. But I bet it really worked, yeah, didn't it? Because it totally you were involving did. Them and making it fun, not just basically bollocking them, because like these customers continuously complain about this, you know, we need to do something about it. Yeah. It's about you, yeah, making them feel useful and coming up with the solutions to dealing with the customer
exactly.
problems.
And also it's about bringing people out of their shell a little bit, because a lot of the people that you work with, not necessarily, you know, I mean, we sometimes take it for granted that we find it so easy to talk to people and that we're, you know, but it's not that easy for everybody. Yeah. So you have to find a way of doing it that puts them in an environment where they feel comfortable expressing themselves. And that's what I love about doing the facilitated workshops, is that you can make them ridiculous. You know, there are ridiculous things that you can do that people just engage with. And I've just finished a contract role, actually, up in London, where I ran what we called meet and greet events. And again, taking siloed groups of people together, bringing them into a room, and we did speed dating. And I'm not even, no word of a lie, we called it speed meeting, obviously.
Of course.
Hang on.
I was going to say, Gemma's ears are twitching now. Hang on a minute. Not quite legally right about that.
all we did was this is groups of engineers, you know, groups of you know, people that just wouldn't normally all come together, engineers to accountants to you know, the people that deal with the commercial side of things. So completely different range of people, and I just put them into two circles, one facing outwards, the other facing inwards. We literally
just moved around.
Moved around. Like, we had a stopwatch, and then we just made it into such a laugh. And by the time we'd finished, that was the first exercise, everybody was so engaged in the 4-hour workshop that we were doing, that the time it finished, everybody been building with crafts, and everybody was getting really like competitive, you know, building these creations of all the landmarks across the Thames. And at the end, we had a photographer there at the time, and I just said to them, I said, wouldn't it be great if we had a jazz hands photograph? So you have all these engineers, these really serious people doing ta-da!
I've got
a fantastic photograph of that, and that for me is one of the most engaging things about, I think, what we do. Generally speaking, is about creating that vibe and that excitement. Exactly. So, so I did that. Anyway, I finished working in 2012 for Thames Water up in Reading and moved back home to Kent and started my own consultancy. And that just went boom. You know, first week I got my first contract, finally working for Southern Water in Brighton.
Southern Water, yeah. Hang on. Ooh,
I know. I did work in procurement though. So that was a little bit outside of my norm. But then moved up and worked with the Tideway on that, on the big sewer pipe that's running under London, so the Tideway Tunnel. So I've been working on that project for a considerable amount of time. We're on the Thames Water side, not on the Tideway side. And then recently, I'm going to say this, I can't help myself, I'm so excited about it because it's so random. So if anybody's out there on Twitter, have a look out for Monster Voyage. Because it's just hilarious. So my friend Andy, aka the Chopster, and I are going on a Route 66 adventure in 2020, and I happened to say to him, it was actually on the 30th of April, I said, let's just randomly open a Twitter account and see what happens, see if we can connect with people on Route 66. And it's gone absolutely mental. It's crazy. It's so nice. It's like it's opened my eyes to the possibilities of what social media can actually do. And I think that's what's exciting me the most, and the connections that we've made. I mean, we've got Sky correspondents connected to us, writers, huge country and Western stars are connected to us at the moment. I posted a photograph of a lightning storm the other day and it's gone epic. It's just great. And we're about to launch our blog, which is just about the Chopster and Bodster adventures. We're a bit crackers when we go out.
Really?
No.
No, you would never guess. Yeah, it's all about just experiences, about, you know, sort of laying down, you know, any inhibitions, you know, be the first one on the dance floor, be a little bit nuts, see where it takes you. And the great part about the Monster Voyage is that we don't really care that much about, you know, outside. We just want to engage with the people, really get to know the people. It's like when you're on a dance floor or what have you, you generally sort of stay in your own corner and dance with your friends. Well, we're a bit crazy, like we literally jump in the middle of it, you know, and really just want to get involved.
Oh, you're those annoying people.
That is one thing I can officially say. Either love us or hate us. We're Marmite.
Exactly. Right? Marmite. Totally, I love Marmite, that. Yeah. Okay, so let's have a little look and a little recap. So, born in South Africa, raised in South Africa, came over to the UK-ish, on the old island over there for a bit, and started your working career in a mixture of things, including performing arts, pop band.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. It's a random
life. No, I love it. All over the place. I'm just trying to remember it. I'm going to miss piece this out. That's the thing. Worked in tech support as well. Yeah, so I had a bit of techie and mixing the tech and that. Then ended up falling into working with Thames Water. And creating and facilitating and dealing with customer services, etc. Yeah. Basically, this is very brief, by the way. If you missed it before, go back and listen. And then obviously you finished that and you started up your own company in the consultancy and carried on working within the water industry, funnily enough, for a while.
Yeah, it's a bit incestuous in the water industry.
Really?
It is. Surprised. No, do you know what's really great about the water industry? Because the connections you make in there and the engineers and so forth, that you can jump between different projects.
Really?
So
there's always something. Don't tell me, it just flows.
You are
really
on fire today.
You are on fire today. But you jump between like the different projects. So there's like, you know, there's obviously the high speed, there's the cross whale projects, there's tideway tunnel, you know, there's all these great engineering masterpieces going on. And if you're in this industry, you do get to, obviously you don't have to be an engineer. I'm clearly not one, but I'm a business process manager. And so I help with that side of things and it means I can move around.
So that, as I was going to say, with all of this, is there a title for you? So a business process manager?
I probably would put myself in the egg. So I'm a project management professional, but the real thing that I love doing is I love to find those little things that aren't quite working and plug the gaps.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I enjoy. That's my real flair. And I love Excel, and it's really sad because I'm totally a geek for Excel. Yay. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do is we're going to have a little bit of break now. So those that have listened in and gone, whew.
Yeah, sorry about that, everyone. Apologies.
And we haven't even got to Fruit Bowl yet.
Oh my gosh.
But we're going to move on to that. So you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 6th of July. My co-host today is the fabulous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes from Orchard Employment Law. We are joined in the studio by our wonderful guest, Bonnie Jennings, founder of Fruit Bowl and singer and actress and pantomime star and water buddy. We are going to have a short break. Now, the song that I have chosen, there is a tenuous link to Bonnie, but we haven't quite reached that bit yet. So listen to the song and then afterwards you'll know what the link is. You'll go, oh yeah. So we'll be back after this short break. Whether they're going to discover it, whether they're going to get it. Listen to the first words.
Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about before. The less I know, the more I want to look around. Digging deep for clues on higher ground. The moon and stars sit well high. Earth and trees beneath the light. The wind blows fragrant love by. Cool at night for you and I. On the wing the birds fly free. The violets and Thames and the sea. The flower waits for honeybee. The sunrise wakes to life in me.
Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back. This is the Business Bunk Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 6th of July. I'm joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-hosts, the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Auction Employment Law.
Hello.
Are you complaining at Roland's Pick and Mix?
Yeah, Roland. So, as you know, or don't know, I work at Dragon Co-working. And Roland Stanley has just given us a treat day with a whole host of Pick and Mix. And I'm on a diet.
But he's always got cakes or treats or something.
How am I supposed to lose any weight when you keep giving us treat days? And for anyone who says, well, you don't have to go there.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
It's a very difficult thing not to.
It's just not helpful, okay?
Also, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it?
It's right next to the water.
He's sneaky. What is your plan, Roland, with this? Feeding and bribing your people. So those that don't know, Dragon Co-working is a fantastic co-working space in the St. George Hotel in Chatham. And by the sounds of it, Roland is like the most amazing host of this working space by providing and feeding his co-workers there. Yeah.
I went to a waffle there once, didn't I?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, there's another waffle coming up soon. But I am also we are also joined in the studio today by our wonderful guest, Bonnie Jennings, founder of Fruit Bowl and purveyor of all arts. Yeah. See, that's good, purveyor of all arts. You can put that on your CV, couldn't you?
Well, we were talking about LinkedIn titles at the moment, weren't we?
Yeah.
I think you should change yours.
Yeah, purveyor of all arts.
I quite like that.
That's quite good. So, and we have had forced Bonnie to give us a pit stop tour of her life, and it has been. And we're like, phew. So if you missed the beginning of the show, don't forget to listen back later when the whole show is available. So we got to now, and you are a business process manager.
I am.
And you started a company called Fruit Bowl.
Well, actually, I should have said this before.
Oh, hang on.
Please, no, I know.
Mr. Step.
I've got two businesses now. So my actual consultancy is Noctua Solutions. And we deliver, obviously, process, procedural improvements, and website design. So it was 3 years ago. No, not 3 years ago, I'm talking rubbish. It was about two years ago where I had this bazinga moment that I just wanted to create an online platform of some description. Actually, funny enough, Gemma was involved in this as well.
It was your fault, is it?
Nothing to do with me. Okay? I deny everything.
Totally. So this, you know, when we say there's a lot of iterations, there were a lot of iterations with the Fruit Bowl. So initially, when I spoke to Gemma, I really was keen on getting mothers back into work by giving them the opportunity to work remotely.
Mm.
So the Fruit Bowl was about bringing mums and fathers, sorry, I should say that as well, because that's absolutely true, onto an online workforce. But after quite a lot of debating whether I should or shouldn't do it. I kind of ended up moving away from that idea.
Not my fault.
I was going to say.
My fault.
But what happened was, and was really, really interesting, is that I was working, obviously, contracting and so forth, and we were dealing with an Office 365 rollout, and I'm sure a lot of companies out there that are listening today might be thinking to themselves, yeah, we've got Office 365. You have Office 365, but it's amazing how much you probably don't know you've actually got.
Absolutely.
There is so much in Office 365, it's actually crazy. Mm. So when we were given the system, it was basically, here you go. And then it stopped. And I was like, okay. So no upfront enabling OneDrive for business on your machine, no showing you how to use a system, no explanation over how it connects up, you know, and how you can work together collaboratively on a Word document, for example. You know, all of these things were never delivered to the team. And so I one of my biggest things about change and process and transition is all about making sure that the end user, the person that's actually given something, actually knows how to use it efficiently.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit like when somebody's got a new system that they're implementing, whether that is Office 365 or whether it's a new SAP system, CRM, whatever the case might be, is actually making sure that the people that are going to use it actually know how to use it efficiently. You know, the one thing you don't want to be doing is putting in something that costs a lot of money to develop and build, but they're not actually using it effectively. And really, that's where the fruit bowl sort of came to life. I started off building an online platform within Office 365 to help people understand how to use Office 365 within the business I was working in. And then I had this bazinga moment, because this is when it all comes out. Somebody walked into a networking event and actually said, I've got all these processes and procedures. So my staff handbook is like literally booklets of PDFs. And I have no idea whether my businesses or any of my staff are actually reading the handbooks. I have no way of knowing whether they are actually following any of the procedures. And some of it were health and safety, and we know how big health and safety is. Mm. And he said, so, you know, I'm at a loss. What do I do with that? And that was when the fruit bowl really came alive.
Wow.
So I walked home. I won't say what my brother actually said to me, but basically I walked in and I said, Michael, I've got it. This is what we're going to build. And he said, please stop changing your mind. So without saying anything else, so I basically handed it across to my brother, who's an unbelievably talented website developer and designer, and said, can you build me a platform which enables anybody within the business to be able to go on and create training courses about the things that they do day in, day out? So as an example, an administrator, and we've got a lot of administrators on the platform, creating things that they do so that when they're not in the office, so
someone else can,
somebody
else
can just come just over follow and take process. Over that.
And yeah. Then the other thing as well is that the boss or manager can then see whether or not the course has been taken. So rather than handing somebody a book and saying, read that, and then coming back and going,
you can then see
how far they've gotten, and equally the user can say, well, I got to this bit, they can come back and start pick up where they left off.
Do you know what? You should just sell it for me.
But it's true
because the thing is that, you know, the amount of times that people will come and ask somebody else a question. Right. So you'll be like sitting there busy, and we know that, okay, everybody goes off. We're really good multitaskers. Mm. I'm just going to put this out there. I'm going to dispel the multitasking. Yes, women are better.
It's a fact. It's fine. We all know it. It's not a problem.
But actually what it is that, you know, it's called switch tasking. It's basically taking your concentration away from what you are focusing on and moving to something else actually makes you less effective, even though you think that you can do it.
Yeah.
You actually can't.
No. And it takes you time to... This is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It takes you then time to get back into what
absolutely.
You're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So when somebody comes up to you and distracts you from what you're actually doing, you're then losing that time that you could be effectively working on something else. But what if you had a system or a fruit bowl platform, let's just plug it, right, where you could actually just search for what you're looking to do instead of having to take somebody else out of their day-to-day job to help you do it? A lot of businesses, I think, you know, generic training is obviously very good in the fact that if you want to learn like Excel, for example, it's great to be able to do it. But putting somebody in an 8-hour training course for a day is really not that effective.
No.
So, you know, first of all, your concentration levels are depleted because it's too long. And second of all, and I read that this made me laugh quite a lot when I was first doing my market research, and that is that our capacity to be able to concentrate is less than that of a goldfish these days since the boom of the technology.
Yeah, exactly.
And I actually nearly passed out. I thought, okay, so we go around one, say hi, and then go around, hi, you know. So it's about trying to create effective training in micro-sized learning bites that make people engaged, you know. So
do you help them put the training on there, or is that the company has the training and you just provide the platform?
So I provide the platform, and I can help the business do it as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's a separate service that I can provide to them. But the point is to be able to give them the really easy-to-use tools that means that anybody in the company can do it. If you've got somebody that's going to leave the business, whether that's because they're leaving the business or retiring, you can get them uploading all of the things that they do instead of doing it into a document, and then that document gets stored in 5 different levels of SharePoint folder levels, you know, you've actually got it on a system that's easily accessible. So,
that's good. Yes. So do they pay for you? Do they pay a one-off fee, or do they pay over a period of time? How does that work?
So it works on licenses. So we start off with from as little as £35 a month, and that's for 10 licenses. And the great part about the platform is that it's completely bespoke to the company. So, for example, the company would have their own logo, their own color palettes, their own font styles. So it looks like you're going into your own training platform. So we wanted to be able to approach smaller businesses and larger businesses so that smaller businesses can grow and larger businesses can start tackling the inefficiencies that they might be experiencing in different areas of the business. So, for example, 100 licenses, the licenses per person goes down to £2 a license. Now, so that's £200 a month. That's all it is for the licensing for 100 licenses. And if you think of spending £800 on a single one-day training course for Excel, which is what they, you know, a company will spend to send 8 people out on one training course for a day, the fruit bowl is incredibly cost effective, and it basically is a knowledge base of everything there is to know about your business as well. So you're capturing your IP.
And I guess with it, obviously, as I say, it's bespoke to each company, so they have their own segment of the platform they go onto. So it's not as if generally public could go into that company and stuff. So it's all basically company based. So if you've got a company and you want to have all your training systems or your training manuals on a platform and then monitor who's looking at them.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And
so
how's it going so far?
Yeah, it's going well. Obviously, it's for any new business, it's difficult to get the message out there because there's a lot of, appreciate there's a lot of training platforms out there. The premise behind ours is quite different. We're not looking at trying to do video only as well. We're trying to give the capacity to be able to create using all sorts of different tools so that, you know, it can be bullet points. You can upload a process map, actual PDF, not PDF documents. You can download documents, get people to follow along with those documents. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do with it.
You need to speak to Bjorn when we get back.
It's just a great tool that's easy to use, and the wonderful thing about it is the people that are using it are the people like administrators that you know, the core of the business that do, right?
Yeah.
Are actually creating courses, and I got feedback from one of them that just said, be careful when you start using the fruit bowl because you might get addicted. It's great seeing your training come to life. And for me, being the type of that is one of the most
wonderful things, isn't it? Something that works and that's efficient. Yeah. Now, unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we're coming to the end of the show. We've got some events to talk about. So give everybody a shout out, how they can find the platform, how they can get in touch with you.
Right. So if you go to fruitbowl.com and then /about.
Can we just say fruitbowl is spelt FRUTE?
Yes, thank you. Let me just say that.
It's not like yours, Paul. No. It's not Fruit Bowl Media. It's spelled differently as well.
Yeah, so it's FRUTE bowl, B-O-W-L, yes, .com/about. And on there, you'll see some videos about how the platform looks. And then you can get in touch with us on that. We're also on Twitter at Fruit Bowl. We're on Facebook at Fruit Bowl. Just come through to us. Our telephone number's on there. So feel free to get in touch with me. And if you want to email me directly, I actually don't mind doing this. So yeah, let's go.
Absolutely.
So it's bonnie.jennings@fruitbowl.com.
Fantastic. So she has given you permission to email her.
I have. Let me just put that out there. I am giving you permission to email me. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And we will get you back on again.
Yeah,
because there is never enough time in one show. And we want to find out more. And she also is available for pantomime and singing. we've had some shout outs on the Twitter. Good morning, Andrea. Thank you for listening today. That's Andrea B. C coach on the Twitter, who is Andrea Barker, who's a fantastic confidence coach. Good morning to you. We've also had Emily. You always tweet me the night before the show, and then I always lose your tweet. So I do have to give a shout out to Emily at Pink Spaghetti at where are you, Emily? Let me find your Twitter. Pink Spaghetti PA Services, and she's Pink. Here we go. You are Pink_Emily. So we have to say good morning to Emily because she always tweets back and she always replies, and I always lose your tweet.
Morning, Katia. Thank you for listening. Katia's listening.
Katia Preshnikova.
And Amy. Morning, Amy. Thanks for sponsoring the show.
And 6-2. So we have the lovely team at 6-2. Now, please help me because we have got him on next week. How do you pronounce?
Aaron.
Yeah. Okay, Aaron. I've got it sussed now. I know how to pronounce your name. Good morning to you and the team and Megan. Right, let's quickly. We have got exactly 3.5 minutes.
TD Botty, you're going to tell me something about TD
Botty. TD Botty, you have got coming up next the next networking marsh. Read one of yours and I'll find his email.
So, on the 19th of July, sadly I won't be able to go, is the Dragon Co-working Waffle. So, if anyone fancies eating my share of waffles, it's free. Waffle over waffle at Dragon Co-working, that's New Road Avenue, Rochester, St. George Hotel. That's 4 till 5:30. The business doctors, so are Peter and Sir.
Peter and Sir.
If you don't know what that's about, you need to go back and listen to a few shows.
Yep.
business doctors free event. So Peter Sir will be hosting an event, that's with FSB Connect, on the 11th of July, 6 p.m. till 7:30 with Metro Bank in Maidstone. And also Pecunia will be doing something as well at that event. So they talk about finances and cash forecasting.
Where can they find out more about it?
Eventbrite or businessdoctors.co.uk.
Fantastic. I've got the
search
email
for events in Maidstone.
I've got the email from Al Terry here, TD Botty on the Twitter. Marsh Networking Over Coffee is at 10 a.m. next Wednesday on the 11th at the Cinqueport Arms, New Romney. Come and join us. They've got a speaker, Julie Murray, who will be telling us about hypnobirthing. Ooh, not sure if I want to go to that one. And also the new style Marsh After Hours Networking and Marsh Business Forum is on the 17th of July at the Ship in Dimchurch from 5 p.m. Follow TD Botty on the Twitter to find out more about the fabulous Marsh networking that he does. Here's one for your diary, and after this one more. So 17th of July, ZC Social Media Academy from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Dragon Co-working in Chatham. Go along and find out what's new in the social media world, or if you just need a bit of help with your social media, go along because Gareth and Zoe will give you as much help as they can, and it's free.
Yeah, we've also got Women in Business North Kent and Medway. Our open evening is the 1st of August, 7 till 10 at Case Sports in Cobham. Lots of lovely speakers, including Audrey Chapman, Julie Bartlett, Molly Wright, Esther and Estelle Adam. It's going to be fabulous, although we haven't really got much space in our group for new members, but come along anyway.
Go along. There's always along. A good evening.
There's a couple of spaces left.
Yeah. So there is lots going on. And if you want to keep up to date, get online, check out the bizradio.co.uk website with blogs and events. We have come to the end of another show. So we were so busy chatting, we almost missed the beginning of the show. We forgot to come on air. And then we've been so busy chatting, we ran out of time to tell you about all the amazing events that are going on, but there is lots. So I'd like to say a big thank you to our guest today, Bonnie Jennings.
Thank you.
It was great having you here, and we will have you back again. Gemma for co-hosting, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We will be back next week, and I have in the studio Molly Wright is co-hosting, and our guest is Aaron Got it right. Aaron Taylor, founder of 6-2. Do listen in to Paul's show on Tuesday from 1 to 3, the Business Bunker show. He's got another great lineup of guests. And we will be back next week for another great show. And I'm hanging out because I've got 5 seconds. See, we're rushing. Only 5 seconds. Oh. And we're going to all say goodbye. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.